has raised concern that over 7 million Zambians remain marginalized and cut off from accessing essential services such as health and education due to inadequate rural infrastructure. Ms. Chisangano has warned that unless this issue is addressed, Zambia risks falling short of its targets under the 8th National Development Plan, among other development goals. Speaking during the official opening of the MP's Rural Access Climate Leadership Challenge meeting, Ms. Chisangano has urged members of parliament to seek innovative ways of investing in rural infrastructure. And Itezi Tezi, Member of Parliament and Co-Chair of the Parliamentary Caucus on Environment and Climate Change, Twambo Mutinta, has stressed that rural infrastructure has long been neglected and must now be treated as an emergency development issue. Meanwhile, Bridges to Prosperity Country Director Nachilala Nkombo has highlighted that investing in rural infrastructure could help solve many challenges faced by rural communities, improve access to services, and also boost economic development across underserved regions. The Tonse Alliance has condemned the recent public display of internal disputes on various media platforms over the past 2 days. Alliance spokesperson and chairman of the disciplinary committee, Sean Tembo, has described the conduct as contrary to the values and principles enshrined in the Alliance's constitution. While acknowledging that differences do exist, particularly concerning the interpretation of the constitution, Mr. Tembo has emphasized that these issues are being addressed amicably through the Alliance's internal mechanisms. He has further cautioned that taking such disputes into the public domain undermines both the Alliance's collective progress and its credibility.
The Alliance would like to assert that the conduct of washing dirty linen in public is contrary to the values and principles of the Tonse Alliance, as enshrined in the Tonse Constitution. The Tonse Alliance would like to assure the general public that the Alliance is intact and ready to serve the Zambian people. However, we also wish to acknowledge and admit that there exists some disagreement between some members regarding the correct interpretation of the Alliance Constitution.
Zambia has successfully participated in the first ever global SME ministerial meeting held in Johannesburg, South Africa from 22 to 24 July 2025. Minister of Small and Medium Enterprise Development Elias Mvanga was represented by the Director General of the Zambia Development Agency Albert Halwampa, while Ministry Chief Economist Chinyanta Chikola participated in the ministerial meetings as the Zambian delegation to the meeting. During his speech, Mr. Halwampa emphasized that Zambia is supporting its SMEs with a view to see them upscale and become large corporates. He said the meeting provided a valuable platform for Zambia to engage with global partners and stakeholders on promoting SME development, and expressed optimism about implementing the outcomes and recommendations to support the growth of SMEs. This is according to a statement issued by Ministry of Small and Medium Enterprise Development Principal Public Relations Officer Virginia Chilongo. The Center for Environment Justice has handed over 15,000 kwacha empowerment funds to three groups, each to support alternative livelihoods and combat nature-based crimes in Mailo Chiefdom, Serenja District, Central Province. CEJ Executive Director Maggie Mwape said the organization began operating in Serenja District in 2018 to address agriculture, environmental protection, climate change, water security and energy issues. She said the organization is implementing the Resilient Initiative for Sustainable Environment Project, funded by Bread for the World of Germany, one of whose components is economic empowerment to support household level business plans.
Kwadiflana account in Serenja for that community fund. So ngatamule wesha ni shimwaishbo kwebati, bari awa lenu, awa lelo lela, ngatabapokele ni shimwe womwewa lenga. In Sinazongwe, we supported 25 groups, so we are hoping that we can also support more groups in here. And the other thing is, if you perform very well, we help you to form cooperatives. Pakuti mpia tule mipera ngama saving group time ngamwabama cooperative tulachirapo twalunda potwa mpere mpia I kalamba but mufire mwalango kwebati na mkwata proper business plan.
And Chief Milo has emphasized the program's seriousness and encouraged people to be committed to writing proper proposals and repaying loans.
Uyu musango mkwetu wakubata ma grants mamisela mkobo na kubati inda la mashako wakana. Pari mailo na mailo amuatu alilo uyu musango na kufia isi kaku mikialala. Ikati anoye mingi efi wasosa. Keshu uko pweli nono jipanti kevonse bali kwetu. Nomba mwe na amilete la avanti temba lelo mkobo na koneko wala mpwele ndalama. Kusinda lama nangwama efforts nge panga nifu yemo kumifuwa hilo unikasi. Wakwe vati mufume kumisangwe hili na mumonefyo baba mumonefyo baba hili mba fingi sano mwaikala hapa mteke omu chimo kumele nga mwalasa ngati yosimi chikoko kutia ule chitara.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Energy expert Leonard Sepe has called for increased transparency in the fuel pricing system to help stakeholders, including consumers, better understand the factors influencing pump prices. Speaking to Hot FM News, Mr. Sepe has emphasized that clearer pricing mechanisms would help prevent unjustified price hikes by all suppliers and ensure fair profit margins. He has also urged government to facilitate regular dialogue between stakeholders and oil marketing companies, ensuring the public remains informed and trust is maintained in the fuel pricing process.
While it is true that private businesses seek profit, essential commodities like fuel price must still be easily accessible and affordable. The government can institute price bans or price review mechanisms that prevent unreasonable margins like we have witnessed in the past. The third one is transparent pricing formula. An open, auditable pricing formula allows all stakeholders, including consumers themselves, to understand what drives prices.
The top international news.
Sir Keir Starmer has suggested that the UK will play a role in dropping aid into Gaza by air after more than a third of MPs signed a letter calling on the government to recognize a Palestinian state. On Friday, Israel said it would allow foreign countries to deliver air supplies in the coming days amid mounting international concern about humanitarian conditions in the territory. The Prime Minister wrote in the Mirror that news of Israel allowing countries to airdrop aid into Gaza has come far too late, but affirms that the UK will do everything it can to deliver aid through this route. The BBC has more.
A third of British MPs have written to the Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, urging him to grant recognition to a Palestinian state following France's example. Sir Keir said any recognition must come after a ceasefire. He added that Britain would send aid into Gaza. Polls have closed in Taiwan in a divisive recall election that could see more than 30 lawmakers lose their seats in Parliament. All are members of the Kuomintang Party, which until now have been working with another party, the TPP, to control the legislature. President Trump is spending 5 days in Scotland on a mostly private visit to his two golf courses. Protests against his visit take place in Edinburgh and Aberdeen. He'll also meet political leaders, including the EU president, on Sunday.
The Hot FM Sports News.
Minister of Youth, Sport and Arts Elvis Nkandu has commended the FNB Kopala Run for its significant contribution to promoting health, unity and sporting talent on the Copper Belt. Addressing over 6,000 participants today, Nkandu has described the Kopala Run as the largest running event in the region, welcoming runners from diverse backgrounds, including persons with disabilities and school children. He has commended First National Bank Zambia, led by Chief Executive Officer Kapompe Chola, alongside sponsors and partners, for organizing a professional and inclusive event that encourages physical activity and healthy lifestyles. That item brings us to a recap of the top stories. first